Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Joined now by the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, it was a fun run while it lasted. The NBA season, I think, officially ended for us last night with the Knicks falling 3-1. And now we have a Pacers OKC final to look forward to. I mean, bright side, and this is why we have you on. Let's make some money. Let's make these games that might, these matchups that maybe aren't ideal for viewers. Let's make them profitable at minimum. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, guys. Pacers last night go up 3-1, look really good against the Knicks. I mean, Halliburton was tremendous, guys, triple double. I tend to think, though, you guys, that the Knicks are going to come back tomorrow. They're going to win game 5. I think they're going to win game 6 back in Indiana. I think we're getting 7 games still. Wow. But then I think the Pacers win game 7 back in New York. So I don't think this series is quite yet over. The Pacers certainly look like the better team. I think they are the better team. And like I said, I still think they win the series. But, I mean, so many of these games have been decided by 6 points or less, right? They've been close. Last night's game was another close one in the fourth quarter as well. So I think the Knicks, they come back home tomorrow, they win. I like them in game 6 as well. So I still think we get the full 7-game series. But, man, was Indiana good last night. And Halliburton and Siakam continue to be really, really good for Indiana.
Yeah, and if it's not tonight, we all expect OKC. They're up 3-1, and it's tough for teams. It's only happened 13 times in NBA history. Teams rallying from down 3-1. But if we're looking at the NBA Finals ahead, whether it's a team, whether it's the NBA Finals MVP, is there anything to be said with any future bets that you may like here, PJ?
It's tough, Gene, just because I really like OKC at this point. I mean, like Danger said, right, we pretty much know it's going to be OKC Indiana at this point, so you kind of start targeting those guys. If you like Indiana, I think Finals MVP becomes a little bit more interesting, just because even though that we know Halliburton's the leader, I mean, you just see it every given night, right? Like, it could be Siakam, it could be Turner, it could be Nesmith. I mean, Mathurin off the bench gives them great minutes, so I think for Indiana, like, if they win it, it becomes more interesting. But if it's OKC, you guys, it's tough for me to see them not giving it to anybody but SGA, even though Chet and Jalen Williams can chip in with some high-scoring outputs at time. I mean, SGA is consistently giving you 30 and just feel like it's his year, you know, wins MVP. Now his team's big favorites to win the finals MVP. So I'm having a tough time really betting anything in the futures market. Just with OKC being so dominant and with them looking like they're going to win it. And if they win it, it's probably going to be SGA wins Finals MVP.
All right, so let's talk about tonight's matchup where OKC can clinch the series at home hosting Minnesota. Any specific plays from tonight's game that you like, PJ?
So I actually think we might get a game six, you guys. I like Minnesota plus the points tonight. I like them on the money line as well. Now, OKC, they're like a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball with their home-road splits, right? Where we see some of these guys have like a sub-2 ERA at home. They go on the road, and it's like a 6.5 ERA. That's Oklahoma City, fellas. They're 0-7 ATS on the road in the postseason. They've been terrific at home. The problem is Minnesota's also been pretty good on the road against the number the last couple of years in the NBA playoffs. So even though OKC went 2-0 against them straight up against the spread in the first two games, I've loved betting these spots with Minnesota the last couple of years, guys, when it just kind of feels like when they go into a game, right, everybody likes the other side. They kind of think Minnesota's going to lose. They kind of feel like the series over, whatever it may be. That's when I like betting Minnesota. So even though OKC has been so good at home, I think those two games in Minneapolis, the Wolves figured out some things. I think especially offensively, because we saw some high-scoring outputs from them in both of those games. So I think Minnesota is really going to play well tonight. I certainly like them plus the points, but I think the money line plus 280, I think that's worth a bet as well. So I'm on Minnesota.
PJ Glass, your host, has sent it in. And hockey's no different here, PJ. And I noticed you were following along with Edmonton-Dallas last night. And your thoughts here on is there anything worthwhile looking at? Again, two series that have two teams that are up 3-1. Florida could advance tonight over Carolina. It could be Edmonton advancing tomorrow night over Dallas.
Yeah, that Dallas game last night, Gene, I'm still licking my wounds from that one. That was tough, losing that game. But I think we're going to bounce back tonight. I'm taking Carolina as well. You know, just another game where, for me, it's really about the price also. First two games of the series, Carolina minus 125, minus 120 favorite at home. That's certainly you have to adjust, right? Because at this point, we know Florida's the better team. They're the defending cup champions. But I think at best, this game should be a pick 'em or even Carolina like minus 115. Or minus 105, excuse me. I think the fact we're getting them at minus 115, any price you can get with Carolina as an underdog, I think is good value. Before this series, guys, they were undefeated at home in the postseason. Under Brind'Amour, they've been a really good home team in the playoffs. So I think they're going to get one tonight at home. You know, they finally have some momentum, some confidence winning in Florida, playing a Carolina Hurricane-type game, low scoring, grinding down their opponents. So I think they win again tonight. I think we go back to Florida for game six and they take care of business at home. But I like the Canes again tonight, fellas. I'd look at them on the money line.
PJ Glasser, send it in on the BetMGM Network. Joining us now on the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. Lots of Major League Baseball action happening this afternoon. Getaway day. What about tonight's action, PJ? Is there anything that you have specifically from tonight's action on the diamond?
Well, you got to bet Machado props tonight, fellas. Our boy Manny Machado going up against the Marlins. So, you know, Sandy Alcantara a couple years ago, right, one of the best pitchers in baseball, won Cy Young, and then he has the injury. Guys, he's got an 8.04 ERA this season. Jeez. He has been getting rocked. And you look at Manny's career against Sandy, he's 6-for-9 in his career against them. And that's when he was going up against NL Cy Young Sandy. So now he faces kind of the worst version of him. And obviously with the season that Machado's putting together, I would look at him tonight. Total bases, home runs, props, all those kinds of things. And then I also like the left-hander Kikuchi under outs recorded tonight, 17.5 for the Angels. The Yankees have been one of the best teams in baseball against left-handed pitching, and they faced the lefty last night in Tyler Anderson, and he was fortunate to go over the 17.5. So I think that's a great surprise for the Yankees. They're seeing their second straight-handed pitcher. They've dominated lefties all season. And, you know, Kikuchi's been up and down this year, but I think that's a bad matchup for him tonight. Spent some time in the AL East with the Blue Jays, right? So the Yankees know him pretty well. Those are my two plays, guys, some player props. I like Machado, pretty much anything you can find, but especially the total bases. And then Kikuchi, under 17.5 outs recorded.
Yeah, and PJ, before we get your thoughts on the Memorial and some of the things that we can look forward to this weekend here, you've been also kind of doing other things on the BetMGM Network. You were on BetMGM tonight with our guy Horvat, and talking about college football futures here, over-unders, win totals in the SEC, and I think it's the fun time of year. I don't know necessarily if I'm running out unless it's such a great value at this point, but what are some things that we can kind of, you know, deduct right now, who might be good, who might not be, who does Vegas kind of not value as much? Is there anything to be said for win totals right now in college football?
So, yeah, Gene, last night we were talking about my team. We were talking about Alabama, and their win total right now is in 9.5. I think right now, if people out there, if they want to tie their money down to a college football future and they want to bet a team to win a national championship, I actually think Bama has the best value at 15-1. I think their team on paper, they might have the second or third best roster in the sport. Their secondary is going to be terrific. It's going to be like as good as Texas's was last season, and we saw they had a couple first-rounders on that side of the ball. They have Ryan Williams that everybody remembers making that play against Georgia. He's now a sophomore. It's really all going to come down to the quarterback position with Ty Simpson, and I kind of see Ty as like a Mac Jones type, right? A guy that's been in the program a while, kind of had to sit, wait his turn, and he's got all these great skill guys around him, where he just has to be a point guard this year at quarterback. You know, he doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. He's just got to be solid. I think the Jalen Milroe pairing with DeBoer last year just wasn't a good one. I think DeBoer's got his quarterback back, and more importantly, he's got his OC back in Ryan Grubb, who he had so much success with the Washington Huskies. Grubb took the job with the Seahawks last year, but now he's back with DeBoer with Alabama. So I think having his OC back as well is going to be massive. So I like Bama. We talked about them yesterday, Gene. I like their over 9.5 wins. I would look at them to win the national title. And then I had Chase Kitty on my show today, and he threw out Akron under 4.5 wins. And I love the play because, guys, if you go through their schedule, they really don't have a bye week. We all love action football on Tuesday nights, right? We get Buffalo in your neck of the woods. And Akron, just the way their schedule is, you know, they play one of their, like, Saturday to Tuesdays, and it's like a 9-day layoff, but it's really just like, you know, normal rest. So I think Akron, they won 4 games last year, and with how bad their schedule is and not really having a bye week, I think under 4.5 on the Zips is another good look.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As well.
All right, let's talk about value on the links this week in the Memorial, and when we see Scottie Scheffler's out there, I imagine that right away, okay, well, that's probably somebody we're going to be talking about. He's just been so good for an extended amount of time here. Is that who you're riding with going into this weekend, PJ?
Yeah, danger. I mean, riding with Scottie Scheffler every week pretty much is a good move, right? Especially when Rory's not playing this week. Rory would have been the guy that I really would have liked because just the way that he's playing and I think how this course sets up, it would have been a good fit for him. Scottie, I really think, is going to win it, you guys. So if people are going to place outrights this week, I would look at with the without Scheffler market. If you're not going to look at Scottie, the key metric this week, this is one of the toughest courses they play all year, majors included. This is Jack's tournament, Danger, like you said, and it's a difficult one. This was the toughest event last year, guys. When guys hit it into the rough, it's the toughest course to hit greens in regulation. Only 22% last year of the golfers were able to hit greens when they hit the ball in the rough on their tee shots, right? So I'm looking for driving accuracy off the tee this week. If you can't put it in the fairway off the tee, you are really going to struggle. So Aaron Rye is a guy at 50-1. I would look at him, top 20, top 10. Maybe take a long shot on him to win. He's number one right now on the PGA Tour in driving accuracy and hitting fairways. I think he's a decent play. Xander Schauffele is just, I think right now outside of Scotty, he's just got the best overall game of any golfer. And this course this week tests all your game. He's got five top 20 finishes in his last six events here. So I think he could be a good play. Denny McCarthy, who's down the board at 55-1, could be another good guy to look at. Two top five finishes here in the last 3 years. And Denny has talked about this course in the past, guys. He loves it. The tougher the course, the more he enjoys it. He likes the U.S. Open-type conditions. So McCarthy, Aaron Rye, Xander Schauffele, all guys that I'm looking at this week, all guys that I think can hang. Corey Connors, I think, is another good guy, just an accurate golfer, great ball striker, good off the tee. So those are probably the four that I would look at. If I had to pick a guy to win, I probably would take Scotty. And then if you're looking at him, the without market, I think Xander, Aaron Rye, two guys that I would bet as well.
PJ, quick story here. When we got legalized wagering on sports here in New York State, I remember it was like it was around January, right around football playoff time, and one of our guys, who I do not recommend his advice, we call him Terrible Time Timmy or Terrible Take Timmy because he always has bad luck, and the way he tells a story, and he was all boastful, and he was putting on social media, he was so big up one night betting college basketball, and then he gave it all back, staying up late watching Australian Open tennis overnight. Maybe that was because who knows anything about tennis. And PJ, we do have another major. That's my segue here. We've got the French Open coming up here, and we're going to follow along locally because we've got Jessica Pegula still alive in this. Is any plays here? Anything to be said about betting the sport of tennis?
So when it comes to tennis, Gene, I'm certainly not as well versed in that as the other sports. I will tell you, I've had plenty of people on my show talking about the French Open, so I feel like I have kind of a good enough pulse where I could tell people that on the men's draw, it's probably going to be Sinner or Alcaraz. You know, I know everybody wants to go down the board and like try and find a nice long shot. It's probably going to be one of those two. We saw Nadal, obviously, was a Spaniard, the king of clay, dominate on at the French Open for all those years. Alcaraz, another Spaniard, and he kind of looks like he's on that trajectory where he's going to be really tough to beat. So I would look at Sinner or Alcaraz on the men's side. It's probably going to be one of those two. On the women's side, it's really interesting. You got four women who really could win it. I mean, you got Iga, who's won four of the last five. You got Coco Gauff, who certainly could. Andreeva is very good, and then the number one in the world, Sabalenka, as well. So I'm going with Iga. Until somebody beats her on clay, I got to take her. She's still plus 300. But yeah, I mean, you can make a case for any of them. Coco's playing really good, but again, I mean, being an American, it's just tough for the Americans to beat some of these Europeans on the clay surface. So Iga's from Poland. She's been one of the best women's tennis players in the world for the last like 5 years. As I mentioned, she's won four of the last five French Opens. So, Gene, if I were giving you bets for the French Open, it'd be the chalk, my friend. It'd be Alcaraz, and it would be Iga, the two I would look at.
PJ, help us break ties here in the sports bar, because it's been a topic that we've been discussing for most of the offseason here in the NFL. And with OTAs happening and teams getting back to practice and media covering those teams, this has kind of been thrust back upon us. Is Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season, yes or no?
It's a great question. I'm going to say yes. I say 65% yes, 35% he retires.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys. Like, I don't think they're going into the season with Mason Rudolph. Like, how do you sell that to your team? How do you sell that to your defense, right? With all those veterans like Minka, TJ Watt, Cam, Like, these guys want to win Super Bowls. They don't want to go out there week one with Mason Rudolph. So
how do you how do you sell it to a team when you're there at OTAs practicing and your quarterback isn't there? He has nothing really to do with anything going on this offseason.
Also a good question, Danger, and I'm glad I'm not. You know, as a Ravens fan, I personally love it. So either they hate Rodgers when he walks in or they go with Rudolph, you know, but it's totally a fair question. I just think, I think more so than I think most people that he's actually going to retire. I still think there's a better chance he's going to be the Steelers quarterback, but it's a good question. I mean, the more days that go by, right, as we get here into the offseason and we approach training camp as it gets closer and closer in the preseason, I mean, obviously those players got to wonder, like, if we're going to sign Rodgers, we better do it pretty quick. So, Danger, it sounds like you don't think he's going to be a Steeler, and Gene thinks that he is going to be one.
We have a box wine bet. We bet a Gene's beverage of choice, box of wine, and I've got a pretty good record against my co-host over here. And I know he thought I was crazy when I said, you know what, I don't see Rodgers doing this. I don't see the Steelers. More so, I don't see the Steelers paying Rodgers the $10 million that he wants, and therefore I don't think he signs with the Steelers. I think they're arrogant enough to go into the season with a guy who got benched for Duck Hodges as their week one starter.
It's crazy. I mean, look, it could happen. I've been telling people, too, like, if you think Rodgers is going to play for the Steelers, I think the bet to make is for them to win the division, not necessarily because I think it's going to happen, but just from a value standpoint, it's plus 600 right now for Pittsburgh to win the AFC North. If they sign Rodgers, I mean, that's going to drop to, like, plus 350, you guys, you know, maybe even plus 300, like that's going to drop in half. So there's one thing I know about the AFC North. It's when you think you know something, the opposite happens. And even though the Ravens are the favorite, they should be. Cincinnati, especially they get the defense figured out, they're going to be in the mix as well. But, I mean, look, Pittsburgh, Tomlin, as we know, just has a knack of winning 9, 10, 11 games every single year. And if he gets Rodgers, that price is going to drop and crazier things have happened. So,
Pete, deep pull here because, we have Terry Bradshaw in the news. And actually, since Bradshaw, there's been only two guys that have quarterbacked the Pittsburgh Steelers to a Super Bowl, one being Ben Roethlisberger and the other from the 90s, who he signed with. He was against the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Gene, I know it's just a good last name. I'm so sorry. I was born in 96, so it might be before my time.
It was the year before you were born. It was Neil O'Donnell.
Oh, Neil O'Donnell. Is that Rosie's brother or cousin or something?
Gene, you got to know your audience, Gino. I mean, I didn't want to push Arantxa Sanchez Vicario at PJ when we were talking French Open. Come on.
I thought we were going, when Gene was going French Open, I thought we were going Victoria Ostapenko would have been a good one.
Oh, we could just call her Coco, too. We don't have to mention
Coco.
Her last
name. Coco would have been good as well. Oh, Neil O'Donnell. All right, I'll have to keep that one in the chamber, fellas. That was a good one. Gene, I apologize. I did not.
No,
that was not
no.
my Steelers.
You don't have to apologize for being young when you have to talk to us old farts every week, challenging you with things you don't even know you weren't born for.
Oh, so good. So good.
Oh, my gosh, PJ, I'm in tears.
All right,
thanks, buddy.
PJ, man, thanks for the time. We'll be checking out. Send it out on the BetMGM Network. Let's do it again.
Love it, fellas. Talk to you next week.
There he is. That's our buddy PJ Glasser. Yeah, he's in Baltimore. He's a Ravens guy. But he does great work there on the BetMGM Network. Send it in. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider and Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
That was too deep a pull.
Well, I think take for granted a couple things. One, how old we are, how young PJ is. Like, PJ's not that. He's kind of still fresh out of college. Like, he's young and he's got a real long, bright future in front of him.
That would be like somebody quizzing us on 1960s quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Correct.
Right?
I'd be like, I wasn't born. I don't remember.
Well, the thing about Neil O'Donnell was he was okay. Had a terrible Super Bowl, and then the Jets were like, here, take all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Left. Yeah. The Steelers have have not really handled the most important position in all of sports very well since the retirement of Ben Roethlisberger. And you're hearing like little, they're catching some strays from guys like Kenny Pickett, who's, you know, being quoted about his time in Philadelphia. I learned how to do things the right way. Oh, that's an indirect shot at Mike Tomlin and at the Steelers. He has no love for that team. I almost wish that Kenny Pickett would get the start for Cleveland against the two times that they have to play the Steelers. That would be a fun little revenge narrative there. PJ Glasser, send it in, joining us every Wednesday here in the sports bar to get you some winners. And we're looking forward to tonight's action about the NBA and the NHL as well.
Yeah, and if you're new to the show, yes, we do that every time with PJ because why? It's funny. And yeah. We know it's not our bit. And we
you know what? Van Pelt, being a Baltimorean, and getting Kirkchin to laugh hysterically. I have friends in Baltimore, and when they break out their accent, I crack up. I can't help it. It's almost like a game for them in
Baltimore.
Well,
it was like this didn't start. It started off organically. It was the Women's World Cup, and it was in New Zealand. It was at all these odd times, and we thought we were going to roll. We didn't. And the captain was Megan Rapinoe. And the way he said it, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Who?
It's Baltimoreese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who used to play tennis, female tennis player? Oh, yeah. Arantxa Sanchez Vicario.
See, that accent's lovely. Ours, nobody could do that. I'm like, yeah.
Arantxa Sanchez Vicario? Where's she from? Dang. She's from Spain, like John Ram?
Neil O'Donnell. Why would those guys even think that PJ Glasser would know Neil O'Donnell?
Yeah, cuz, why would they think that? Hey, I got an idea. Let's go get some hamburgers and hots over there at Bill Gray's.
Oh, you like Bill Gray's?
Yeah, I like Bill Gray's.
I like Bill Gray's, too. We can get some frozen custard.
From Abbott's.
Abbott's. And then we'll go take our kids to the Bills game.
Come on, hit the music, buddy.
We'll go see the Amherst.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to go up to Buffalo, and I'm going to go get some hot wings and blue cheese. And then after that, I'm going to take my kids to the Bills game.
Is that true somebody did that as a wedding song?
Then after that.
Then after that.
Then after that. Oh, it's music to my ears. Happy Hour is next. We have time for your calls. 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.